Rescue workers tried desperately to save the lives of 13 American coal miners after an explosion Monday trapped them 80 meters underground in Tolmansville, West Virginia. In the end, 12 of the 13 men were found dead, most of them apparently overcome by toxic gases. Rick McGee, a relative of one of the miners, says safety is always a concern.
A lot of people don't think, they think that the coal mines has advanced so much from the past that it's not dangerous anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a dangerous job.
Here in the U.S., federal and state inspectors check mines regularly, but rarely shut them down. The West Virginia mine where 12 people died this week had 208 safety citations last year. Dan Kane is with the United Mine Workers Union.
To ignore them means that people will be hurt and people will be killed.
And far more people are killed in other parts of the world. In the U.S., 22 people died in coal mines in 2005. In China, the government reports more than 5,000 die every year, constituting about 80% of the world's coal mining deaths, with only about 35% of coal production. This explosion last February in northeast China killed more than 200. The Chinese government promised to close thousands of mines this year to crack down on safety violations. But some say higher demand and higher prices for coal mean safety will be ignored. A report by an international mine workers union found 4.2 lives were lost per million tons of coal production in China in 2003. The relative risk was even higher in Ukraine, where the death rate was 5.5 per million tons, even though Ukraine's coal production is just a fraction of China's. Scores have died in Ukrainian mines each year since the country's independence, when subsidies to the industry were slashed. Malini Bawa, VOA News.